You're listening to SBS News.
George Floyd's death in Minneapolis on May 25th has become the latest flashpoint for rage over police brutality against African Americans. It has propelled the issue of race to the top of the political agenda ahead of the United States presidential election on November 3rd. Philanese Floyd, one of George's brothers, shared memories of him with those attending the memorial service at a chapel in Minnesota's North Central University. He said their family was poor and that he and George would find creative solutions to normal everyday problems like drying clothes.
We didn't have a dryer, so the fastest way to dry your clothes was to put it in the oven and let it dry faster like that. So it was just, man, I love my brother, man. We had so many memories, you know, together.
44-year-old Derek Chauvin was fired from the Minneapolis Police Department and charged with second-degree murder after being filmed kneeling on Mr. Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes as he gasped for air and repeatedly groaned, "Please, I can't breathe." Police say they suspected Mr. Floyd of using a counterfeit bill to pay for cigarettes. Huge crowds have defied curfews and taken to the streets of cities across the country for 9 nights in sometimes violent protests. This has prompted President Donald Trump to threaten to send in the military, as he claimed he is the president of law and order.
The biggest victims of the rioting are peace-loving citizens in our poorest communities. And as their president, I will fight to keep them safe. I will fight to protect you. I am your president of law and order and an ally of all peaceful protesters.
Ben Crump, a lawyer for the Floyd family, told the memorial service that the police's action that day was evil.
We cannot cooperate with evil. We cannot cooperate with injustice. We cannot cooperate with torture. Because George Floyd deserved better than that. We all deserve better than that. His family deserved better than that. His children deserve better than that.
On Thursday, the three officers charged with aiding and abetting the murder of George Floyd made their first appearances in court, where bail was set at $1 million, but would be lowered to $750,000 if they agreed to certain conditions, including forfeiting any personal firearms. In New York City, which has been hit by looting during the protests, thousands of people attended a memorial event in a Brooklyn park for Mr. Floyd. Many knelt in the grass in the afternoon sunshine in a symbol of protest against police behavior and chanted, "No justice, no peace." U.S. Attorney General William Barr said on Thursday there had been evidence that foreign interests and extremist agitators affiliated with left-wing movements like Antifa were taking over the protests, but he offered no details. The Reverend Al Sharpton, a television political commentator and civil rights activist, told the Minneapolis service that it was time the knee of racism was removed from African American necks.
The reason we could never be who we wanted and dreamed to be in is you kept your knee on our neck. It's time for us to stand up in George's name and say, "Get your knee off our necks."
Services for Floyd are expected to stretch across 6 days and 3 states, including memorials in North Carolina and Texas. A funeral is planned for Tuesday. The protests against Floyd's killing came close to the White House on Monday night when baton-wielding police used heavy-handed tactics to drive demonstrators away. Mr. Trump has threatened to send U.S. troops to stamp out civil unrest against the wishes of state governors. That alarmed current and former military officials. Mr. Trump's former defense secretary, Jim Mattis, after long refusing to explicitly criticize his former boss, denounced any militarization of the response to protests in a statement to the Atlantic magazine.
"Donald Trump is the first president in my lifetime who does not try to unite the American people and does not even pretend to try."
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.